No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Time for the people in the back of that thing.
Nation.
Yes, sir. Ski. All right. We are so sorry about that. We a whole 45 minutes late. Still ain't get the issue fixed all the way. But we gonna just bear with me. We're gonna limp through it, okay? We're gonna get through it together. Those of you who are here, I appreciate you. See my play cousin in the building. K Boogie, what it do, man? Look, we behind, man. I'm just going to kind of skip through it. Cash App donations, right? YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Page, Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. If y'all not following, if you're looking at this video and you're a Cowboys fan, you're not following Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation, McNary, or Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation, what is your problem? We play cousins. Why are you not following this page? But anyway, we're available on all available platforms. My personal favorite being Spotify. Can you dig it? So when you go to Spotify, search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. That with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, so let me get y'all here. I came to see so we can make up a little time. yeah. Pendergrass. It's in the bill. Let's go, man. All right, so I hate to beat a dead horse, right? But Kadarius Tony, come on down here. See? Kadarius Tony, come on down here, bro. Man, Kadarius Tony. If ever a man worked so hard to get fired, you are that man. I ain't never seen nothing like it before, man. I think folks move you to running back. They move you to running back because you can't catch a cold butt naked standing in the snow, right? You don't know how to line up as a wide receiver. Oh, my God. Damn, you can't block because you're holding and lining up wrong on the same damn play. Like, if ever a man works so hard to get fired, you are that guy. Oh, my God, there's something. Right? We all saw this coming, right? So, but I'm going to tell you this. Like, so, Kadarius Tony, that's how I knew, like, the elevator didn't go all the way up to the top, right? So, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I think I'm right. So, Kadarius Tony played at the Giants, right? I witnessed Kadarius Tony put up, like, 200 yards on Trey Diggs, like, kill Trey Diggs, right? So, but in that same game, got disqualified because somebody said something crazy to him, and he tightened his glove up and pow, punched somebody in the face, having a game of his life against one of the top corners, right? I know how much money this kid is making. And you punch somebody in the face and get kicked out of the game. I said, yeah, that boy ain't too bright. I said, that boy ain't too bright. I'm like, yeah, your name is about to be all over. Even though we was beating the brakes off the Giants, but he had a ball game. Your name's about to be all over SportsCenter, right? You did this to one of the premier corners in the game. Your name and you screw yourself by punching something. So I knew then. The elevator didn't go all the way up to the top. But anywho, Kadarius Tony, come on down here and see me. All right, next. Also, those of you who want, let me know if the audio good. Give me a thumbs up or not in the comment section. Hit the like button or something. All right, so Florida State. Florida State, come on down here and see me. So Florida State, y'all the same somebody that was complaining about y'all should have been in the playoff, even though you lost your starting QB, right? Which was the reason you were even considered for the playoff because of your starting QB. So you lose the guy that makes you that team, and you still say you should have went in the playoffs. The committee thought otherwise, right? So the bowl, if I'm not mistaken, you got the brakes beat off you in the bowl game that you played. And you followed it up by losing to a team that hadn't beat somebody in the top 10 in like 50 plus years, right? So you couldn't beat Georgia Tech. So you couldn't beat Georgia Tech. So Georgia Tech rushed for 190 yards, and Florida State only managed to rush for 98 yards, right? So they were probably, that was the difference in the game. Oh, my. Oh, my, Florida State. We got to do better. We got to do better, man. All right, so next. Next, we got Trey Lance. Let me see old Trey down here. So, Trey Lance has been on full display for the Dallas Cowboys. What up, Joe? Trey Lance has been on full display for the Cowboys for the whole preseason, right? They playing with the I guess the twos, threes, and the bubble guys, whatever. He's playing with everybody. You know, ain't no starters out there. But he's getting big time reps, right? Getting big time reps. Has the opportunity to really, because he's not taking Dak's job. Like, we can stop that. Right, so he's not taking Dak's job, so we can stop this. So, but he had an opportunity to really make a name for himself, get himself out there. Maybe catch on one of these other teams, right? And how does he respond? Not one, not two, not three, not even four. Five interceptions. Right? Just terrible. Just blind. Legally blind out here throwing the ball, right? Just, oh my. Oh my. Oh my, Trigger. Try to see why they call you Trigger. I see why they call you. Yeah, you don't care who catches. You don't care who catches. You pulling the trigger. All right, so we got to skip through. We got to make up time, y'all. So let's get a word from my sponsor. And I'll be right back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com, the SnapX Podcast Network.
So, question of the day. Question of the day. So, we all saw CeeDee Lamb get his money, right? So, the question is, do you think, would Dak Prescott be signed before week one as well? Right? So, I've heard that that's the case, that Dak Prescott will be signed before week one. Not that CeeDee Lamb is out the way. They can commit their full attention to Dak Prescott, right? So, with that being said, I don't see nothing not getting done. Dak seems to be willing to, you know, do what needs to happen to get a deal done. From what I'm hearing, they've had great conversations. Right. So I don't see why it wouldn't get done. And we all see the Trey Lance situation, right? Trey Lance ain't who we think. I thought Trey Lance looked way better than that. You know, I thought he would at least challenge Cooper Rush for number two. I thought he would at least do that, right? But, nah. Yep. So, all right. So, let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment. This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Broncos and the Cardinals. Let's go check that out.
It's third and goal for Arizona. Tune to Jones at the 8, and Jones lost the football.
Wee, boy, knocked the stone top stuffing at that boy, didn't he? All right, so preseason takes, right? So preseason takes. Man, y'all know I really wanted Caleb Williams to look, you know, just struggle just a little bit. I think we'll see, you know, we don't know. We'll see. But he looked like he has all the tools, right? He really looked like he has all the tools. I think it'll be some stretches where he'll look like a rookie, but like but Caleb Williams and Bo Nix really look good, right? Bo Nix, not so much, like as a pro style offense, you know what I'm saying? Like it's Bo Nix, the stuff that was running for Bo Nix looked more collegey to me. Yeah, so but anyway, the Steelers O line was already looked terrible, right? So to make a bad O line worse, looks like the Steelers lost Isaac. Who was this? Siumalu left. Yeah, Isaac Siumalu, the starting guard. I don't know if he left or right, but starting guard, right? So the O-line already looked bad, so now it just got worse. So, Pittsburgh, I really hope y'all had this O-line fixed before week five. I really do. I hope y'all get this O-line fixed before week five, man. Because if this O-line ain't fixed before week five, you know we're going to beat y'all to sleep in y'all front yard, right? So, Trey Lance situation, right? So, as I talked about the Trey Lance situation earlier, about how he threw five picks when Jerry Jones was really trying to put him out there and showcase him. You know what I'm saying? So, and there was a lot of people out there that was really hoping Trey Lance would take Dak's job and he would come through, look amazing. You know what I'm saying? And take Dak's job and, you know, get to take us to the promised land and yada, yada, yada. Right? So, I want the Cowboys to win number six just as bad as the next guy. You understand? But we have to call a spade a spade here. We have to call a spade a spade. Trey Lance ain't ready to take no starting job from no QB in Dallas. He ain't ready to take no backup job from no QB in Dallas right now. Right? So, I'm just going to be honest. So, but, I'm going to get back to Dak in a minute. So, but what if the plan for Trey Lance was to sit him for 3 years, right? Or a couple of years, let him learn behind Dak and then take over for Dak, in the next 3 to 4 years, right? So maybe we're looking at this wrong. Maybe Trey Lance is a long term. I'm just trying to make some sense out of giving up a fourth round pick. So, like for this. So, this dude don't look like four. He look like he'll work a fourth round pick to me, not at this point. So, maybe it's a long term plan to where they want him to play it out for the next 3 or 4 years and you know what I'm saying? And then take over for Dak. Maybe Dak will be on his way out, which I doubt in 4 years. But hey, who knows? Who knows? All right. So, I don't know. But right now, it looked like we San Fran got us for a fourth round pick because we can't do nothing with Trey Lance. Absolutely nothing, right? So, yeah, I don't know. So, but Dak, though, and then quietly, let me say this about Dak Prescott. I said I'm going to get back to Dak Prescott. So, I vividly remember, like it was yesterday, very clearly, when Dak Prescott throwing interceptions was all the rave on these sports channels, right? They counting interceptions, they throwing in practice, right? Like that's how interested all these analysts were in interceptions, in Dak's interceptions, right? So quietly in this camp, without CeeDee Lamb on the field, may I add, Dak has been looking really good. Dak has been looking really good with no CeeDee Lamb on the field, right? So, I don't know, man. I honestly think Jerry need to pay Dak before week one, and that price going to go up. Dak has been looking really good. Like, he's been looking really good in camp, and nobody's been talking about it, right? So, And it's almost to the point where, like, people are, I don't know if we're expecting him to look good because he's just trying to camp, right? It's just regular season. We're going to say the same thing, Riz. If he come out looking like he's been looking in these camp practices, if he looks like this in the regular season, that's what we're going to say. Oh, it's just a regular season. It's just a regular season, right? So everybody want to see what he looks like in the playoffs. But Dak has been looking really good. He has been looking really good. And yeah, CeeDee Lamb to it. Defense looks, at least we'll be able to do something with the run. Like, it won't be a 200-yard field day every Sunday, right? So, I don't know, man. I think, you know, they make him win the playoff game, right? If they can stop the run consistently. So, and Dak price is going to go up, as it should, right? So, I think he should get it done by week one because, you know, you don't have anybody else. You don't have anybody else. All right. So, I'm going to pick these week one games. And I'm going to slide on out of here. Silver Slayer, what it do, man? Yeah, Trey need way more work. Well, he need about 2-3 more years of work, K-Bull. Like, he ain't ready to do nothing right now, right? So, well, DJ, hit that beat for your boy, man. The 49ers gave up 3 number ones. And they sure did to move up and get him. Ooh, so that 4th-round pick. Damn, that 4th-round pick don't sound bad at all. Now you think about it. They gave up their future to get up there and get Trey Lance. They sure did. Got to be more careful. All right, so week one, Ravens Chiefs, Thursday Night Football, Super Bowl champs, Lamar Jackson in Kansas City. Give me the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs. Ravens lost some players on the O-line, so I'm not sure they're going to be able to run the ball like they did last year. When they decided to not run the ball in the AFC Championship game. Still the weirdest thing ever, but hey. Packers and the Eagles, the Green Bowl in Brazil, Friday, right? Give me the Packers. I think the Packers going to be a little better than what people think. Terrence McCoy, what it do, man? Terrence, you had me pick some of these games, man. I got Packers and Eagles in Brazil. I'm going with the Packers, Terrence. All right, so I got the Packers in that game. I think they're better. Josh Jacobs is going to be a huge addition for them, right? I think Josh Jacobs is an upgrade to Aaron Jones. So I think the Packers are going to be kind of dangerous this year. So Steelers, Falcons, and Atlanta. So before all the activity by Atlanta, you know, I looked at Pittsburgh's schedule. I was like, oh, man, by the time we play Pittsburgh be 4-0. Right? Pittsburgh, they got 4 tomato cans. They got 4 tomato cans lined up. Yeah, they're going to be feeling real good. But then Atlanta went and got Justin Simmons and Matt Judon. And the Steelers O-line, they got even worse than what it looked like in the Bills game, right? So, I don't know. And it's in Atlanta? Yeah, give me the Falcons. Give me the Falcons in Atlanta. Over Pittsburgh. And the Justin Fields rumblings will start kind of early, right? So give me the Falcons over the Steelers. Cardinals, Bills, and Buffalo. Whole bunch to a little. Give me the Bills. Titans, Bears at Chicago. This one is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. So now we're going to see what the Rook got. Tennessee Titans going to be hard nosed, right? So, I don't know, man. Give me the Titans over the Bears. I think they welcome the Rook. I think I finally get what I've really been wanting to see, this Caleb Williams get dumped. I ain't going to say dumped on his head, but put on his arse, you know. Put on his arse a couple times. So, hopefully Tennessee can do that for me. Well, my boy Terry says, Steelers F Atlanta. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, baby. Kirk Cousins still that QB. Man, you think Kirk Cousins going to be starting? Oh, is Kirk Cousins going to be back? About week one? And he on the clock too, though, K-Boogie. You know Penix finna send him packing, right? So, Patriots, Bengals, and Cincinnati. Patriots, Bengals, and Cincinnati. Cool Joe back. Patriots don't even know who the hell they gonna start at QB. They like, yeah, well, they know they just don't want to tell nobody. So they said, we've made a decision, we're just not gonna say anything right now. So how does that help the guy you got started? How does that help him? Right, how does that help the guy you got started? But anyway, yeah, give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals at home too. Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Bengals. Texans, Colts, and Indy. I don't trust Anthony Richardson, man. Give me the Texans. Jaguars, Dolphins in Miami. Give me the Dolphins. Panthers, Saints in New Orleans. Give me the Saints. Vikings, Giants in New York. Oh, wow. So we got an Egg Bowl week one, huh? All right, so give me the Giants at home. I take the Giants at home. Raiders, Chargers in L.A. Give me the Chargers. Give me the Chargers. Broncos versus the Seahawks in Seattle. Ooh. That's a good one. That's a good one. Give me Seahawks, man. I don't trust Bo Nix like that. You know? I know he looked good in the preseason, but the defense is not going to be vanilla, but we won. Right? So, I think Seattle bring a real defense out there. So, give me Seattle. Which one, Terrence? Which one a good game? Patriots need to give Tom Brady a call, man. Patriots need... Man, I don't know what the Patriots need. Maybe Mayo can make them respectable, though. They ain't making the playoffs or nothing, but, you know, maybe they'll be respectable. All right, so Cowboys, Browns in Cleveland. Now, coming into this game, right, I was like, man, I think Cleveland going to get us in Cleveland. Probably by field goal or something, right? But then I heard Deshaun Watson is dealing with an injury. Deshaun Watson ain't 100%. Right? And I'm like, really? All right, so if Deshaun Watson ain't 100%, I got to go Cowboys, right? So I think the run game going to be better than what people think, especially with the Dalvin Cook side. Is it me or are the Cowboys stacked on offense? Right? And I'm gonna talk about Jerry in a minute. Right, I'm gonna talk about Jerry here shortly, but Terrence said we're gonna beat the brakes out of Cleveland. Yeah, so with the Deshaun Watson situation, man, I think I'm gonna take the Cowboys by two. Right, so Commanders, Buccaneers, and Tampa. Give me shake and bake, I guess. Give me shake and bake. They probably gonna run the ball down to Washington. So also, you ain't lying, Terrence. Since he got signed, since he robbed Cleveland for all that money, he stayed. He been hurt a lot, ain't he? Cause he done robbed Cleveland. He ain't gave them a full season yet since he signed the contract. But Rams, Lions in Detroit Sunday Night Football. This is the game. It's going to be the game, Rams-Lions, Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a shootout right here. This is going to be a shootout. Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams in the shootout. High scoring game. Monday Night Football, Jets 49ers in San Fran. I'm going to go 21-10 because I believe in solid defense. But, so, I think they'll hold San Fran to 21 points. I only gonna score 10 though. So give me San Fran 21-10. Old bust to a little. Saying never did nothing for you, man. Alright, so on to my final thought. I'm gonna slip on out of here. I so apologize for the technical difficulties and everything. I still appreciate y'all coming through and rocking with your boy, man. So final thought. Jerry Jones's coming. If you don't know what Jerry Jones said, and I quote, there's nobody that can effing come in here and do what I do and get all this bleep, 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 and bleep, bleep, bleep done the way I do it. In other words, there's not a man out there that can GM the Cowboys like I do, right? And then, my friend, is the problem, right? So, your GMing has produced two playoff wins, what, in the last 8 years? How long was Romo there, 13 years? He had two playoff wins? So, in the last 21 years, you got four playoff wins in 21 years, right? But nobody can touch you as a GM. Nobody can do what you do as a GM. Four playoff wins in 20 years, right? So, but no NFC Championship game appearances, right? At all, no, at all, none at all. But you this great GM. Like, it don't make sense. It don't make sense, right? So, but you look at what they've done this year. And it's almost like somebody in the building has a clue. And they have his ear and he's listening. And I'm gonna tell you why. This draft was really focused in on the line of scrimmage. O lineman, D lineman, right? They didn't like what they saw in the draft. Then we got two D tackles. Didn't like what they saw at running back. We got Dalvin Cook. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was just talking crazy about Jerry. You said you all in. What the hell you all in on, Jerry? You ain't doing nothing, Jerry. But when I look at the roster, Jerry, look at this. Y'all, let me read this lineup to y'all. Check this out. This is what the Cowboys can possibly put on the field this year, right? Dak Prescott at QB. You got Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook as running backs, right? CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jake Ferguson. You got Zach Martin, which is a Hall of Famer. Tyler Smith, pro All-Pro guard. And Tyler Guyton has been walking guys out the club all preseason. He had a couple reps against Max Crosby, who's been dominating the Raiders in practice, right? And held his own against Max Crosby. Max Crosby, one of the premier guys, right? So, while we complaining, Jerry's building a solid team. Right? He's building a solid team. You not finna tell me Dalvin Cook ain't got nothing left. Dalvin Cook got a lot left. Dalvin Cook can come get you 1,000 yards right now. Right? Especially with the way this O-line been blocking in the preseason. So, I don't know, man. Like, part of me wants to really get behind Jerry, but I've been waiting for a long time, Jerry. Jerry, we've been waiting for a long time. But I will say, I like what they did, and maybe Jerry is right. Maybe he's right. Maybe nobody can come in and GM the Dallas Cowboys like he does, right? So, I don't know. I don't know whether to say, hey, Jerry, I apologize, you know, because I do like the additions. Like, part of me will say, okay, Jerry, you right, you know. You are being a great GM. This looks like you got a clue. But we've seen this movie before. Like, we've seen this movie before. It looks like, yeah, we gonna do it this year. And when it comes time for us to show up, we do something stupid, like not run the ball, right? So, I just really hope we can commit to the run and this defense can hold up. Every time Dak gets sacked, Steele is always the first one to pick him up. But they said Steele done had a great camp, though, Terrence. They said Tennessee has had a great camp, and I hope he can carry it into the regular season. He do want to sign players on his own turn. I don't know, Terrence. I don't think we give Jerry enough credit as a GM, right? As far as acquiring talent. Now, if he can just let Mike McCarthy coach. Right, because you have to play defense and you have to run the ball. You have to be a little bit boring. Kansas City was a little bit boring last year, right? Because it was more a defensive, run the football type of team. They asked Mahomes to make plays here and there. They were a little boring last year, but guess what? They won. You have to play defense. You have to stop the run. Like, you have to do those two things, and we have to make a real commitment to both. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm hoping this year we really do it, man. But I'm really on a show me type deal. Yeah, they got to show me something. You know what, K-Book? I'll take 55-45 pass. I will take it. I'll gladly take 55-45 pass, man. Gladly. Gladly. Yeah, but, you know. All right, y'all. So, next week, we got the... Next week will be September 5th, right? Season kickoff. Yeah. So, season kickoff. We taking over on the border. It's a Mexican restaurant here in Memphis, right? So, we'll be taking that over for the week one. Kicking off the week one. 2024 regular season. They have agreed to donate 20% of our proceeds to elementary school here in the city, right? So, this is a free event. We just asked you to come out and patronize the business. So, I will either see you there on the border next week, or I'll see you here in the comment section. But until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great.